peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 woo!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday.
Welcome to Good Things Radio. My name is Brooke Taylor, and that's it. Happy days. I can't stop smiling. All the days are happy as we get closer to the first ever Arise Good Things Radio Women's Retreat. And this is the last show, the last episode before the retreat happens. So it is top of mind, and it's top of heart and prayer as I think about 56 women from all over the country getting together and spending the weekend together and what good things are going to come from that. So we will touch on that a little bit on the show today. Also coming up on the program, pain.
Pain!
Pain!
In my leg!
In my legs!
Pain!
Pain!
In my back!
In my back!
Pain!
Pain!
In my head!
In my head!
That's okay!
That's okay!
We'll run it out!
We'll run it out!
Oh, yeah!
No pain, no gain, no guts, no glory, no cross, no crown. You hear that. And especially referencing the military or bodybuilders. But I also think this applies to Christians as well. And you think about Romans 5, 3 through 5. That's the verse. We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. It's true. It hurts. But it's the truth. Perseverance, character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. And I feel some days, most days, I need that as a neon sign so that I don't forget when things get tough because it is true. So we're going to talk a little bit on the show today about building that muscle. How do you do it? And specifically for me, running and how that can be a form of worship and strengthening spiritually. And how can we do that as we're busy wives and moms and just trying to get through the day and figure things out, let alone try to take care of our bodies. We're going to go there.
Once again, I am Hans.
John, I am Franz, and we are here to pop your.
Okay, so I would say for me, for the last 20 years, I would consider myself a runner. And I started running regularly at the age of 18. I had my first morning show gig. I was living alone, and it was in a new city, and I needed something to help my sanity. This was before I was back into my faith and really discovering who I was in Christ. And I knew that I needed something, and I didn't have a lot of money or time. So I just could lace up my tennis shoes and go out my front door and do that. And so I would say all of my adult life, it has been an intimate companion of mine. And you would never know it to look at me. I don't look like a runner. You know, some people you see and you can just tell, oh yeah, they're a runner. They're built like a runner. That's not me. I'm slow. I'm more curvy. And if I were to go head to head against a Kenyan, I would be lapped even going down the street to my stop sign. But that's okay because that's not why I run. And I want to stress that because I think for all of us to start with the right mindset of why are we doing what we're doing? I mean, it's for me, and I think for most women, that you've reached a certain stage of peace in your life. It's not necessarily about trying to hit a certain weight on the scale or a certain size, although having goals and being motivated is good. But at the end of the day, I think it's just about being the best that God gave you with your heart and your lungs and your legs and your brain and what we can do with this body that we've been given. But it's not easy. And I think that for me, running has taught me what my breaking point is, my strengths, my weaknesses, things that I want to work on. And I've learned more from running than most things except my faith. So I love bringing these two things together because I think that I know it was through my faith and also through the years of running that gave me the confidence to, on my last birth with our youngest son, Augustine, to be able to have a natural childbirth and the confidence to say, I can do this. I'm not going to die. I'm going to be able to get through the contractions and do it in a way that is holy and good and somehow a blessing. And believe it or not, it happened. And you just never know, because it doesn't always work that way. Or you can have, you know, so many different curveballs thrown. But there was a grace and mercy in that. And I feel like a lot of it goes back to the things I've learned about uniting suffering and pain, physical, I'm talking, with the spiritual aspect as well, and using that for worship, just kind of being able to push through. So that's the theme today, being able to push through, exceed expectations of what we can sometimes give ourselves credit for, and being mentally tough. And that also goes back to our faith, because I'm a big believer in action igniting inspiration, that once we get started, the inspiration comes. The more you learn about your faith, the more you get to know, you know, your Lord and Savior, the more you fall in love and you are inspired. And so for me, I'm going to backtrack, because it did not. It's funny how you just change as a person as the years go on, because I can remember when I was in high school, I was that girl that would masterfully be able to get out of running laps because I always had cramps or I was sick or a cough or something, which is terrible. But I just did not have mental toughness as a teenager at all. It was kind of the spoiled personality where I'm going to see, you know, how far I can go to get out of this. And so to me, it's neat how God can use some of our weaknesses and strengthen us a little bit in those areas. So I can remember the first 5K that I ever did. It was with my husband at Fort Bragg, military army post. And ironically enough, I did have cramps that day. Isn't it funny how you can remember something so specifically like that? But I finished it and I got through it. And I can remember every time after that thinking, you know what, if I ran out and ran a 5K, I can run 1 mile today, but I will never do a half marathon, and I'll never do a marathon. And then I did a 10K, and then I did a half marathon, and it was terrible and it was ugly, but I finished. And so from that time, I eventually completed the Green Bay half marathon, the Cleveland half marathon, the Canton half marathon, probably a dozen 5Ks, 10Ks, and one relay. But, you know, the races are expensive, so usually it's just about going out and spending some time with the Lord. I share that little story with you about not being able to start that way because all of us are at a different starting point. Some of us have been in top physical form, very athletically built for a long time. Myself, that was just not me. And so I really had to stop being a baby, for lack of a better term, and really make a decision. One day, just make a decision that I was going to go out and tried. And so the point is that I think for anyone that needs a little extra nudge in physical fitness, that it can be inspiring and you can do it if you incorporate more of your spiritual side into it. And they're not mutually exclusive. I mean, look at the rosary, for example. It's a prayer that encompasses your mind as you reflect on the gospel mysteries of the rosary, your fingers as you move through the beads, and your mouth as you speak the prayers. So running to me is kind of like a physical embodiment of the rosary. So I want to give you an example. Every step can be a prayer as you labor to breathe, unless you can run and not be out of breath, which still isn't me. So this is what I did for one of my last half marathons, for instance. So as you're running, and it is tough, but in those moments, you thank God, you use it as a prayer. Thank you, God, for my strong lungs, for my esophagus, for my heart. You know, my dad went through lung cancer and eventually died. And to see him suffer, to see his esophagus being burned, and the complications that came from chemotherapy and the bouts in the emergency room, and to see, you know, this man who was so strong fail in health. And so many, I think, as you live longer, you see more people that you love, from young to old and in between, succumb to frailties or sickness. It's just part of life. But you can also offer that up. And I remember for myself that being a powerful motivator. I never thought about the esophagus before, but to have the pain that he went through, it was a reminder. I'm able to breathe. I'm able to swallow. I'm able to drink water and not have it hurt. To use that, your strong heart, use it to pray for anyone with emphysema or asthma, where every breath is a struggle. But to be able to get out and run is a gift, even when it does hurt. You can pray for the military. When I'm going uphill, often that's what I'll think of. Veterans who have been wounded in their recovery, physically, mentally, those that can't, you know, we're in top physical form and they can't run anymore. Thank God for your body. That's another one going through. And when those areas hurt, your calves, your arms, you're getting going back to cramps a lot, aren't I? Whatever the case might be, that you can control your body and to pray for victims of human trafficking whose bodies are not their own, or abuse, or that their bodies are used and abused in their need of rescue. You can offer up, this is how it works, you can offer up your prayers for those when you're suffering to be blessed and to have God apply your pain, unite it to the cross and bless those who you're praying for. When you're running or walking or doing P90X or whatever the case might be, you can thank God for your legs and feet and pray for those who are paralyzed and struggle to accomplish tasks that we take for granted. This, when I think about and I'm running, and it's already an emotional thing when you're really tired, has made me cry before, because even the power of something like Velcro, where if you have arthritis or you can't, you know, even tie your shoes, this is a reality. There are so many things on a daily basis that we just get up and do and we don't even think about, or trying to reach something when you're in a wheelchair. And having the blessing of hosting Miss Wheelchair USA for the last 3 years has changed my life, because you get to know these amazing women. My friend Ashley Lundvall, who is a hunter, and I never thought about how scary the outdoors was when you're in a wheelchair. You can't just go on a hiking trail when you're in a wheelchair. And so she has this amazing chair that is a lift and that lifts her up so she can aim and shoot an elk and provide meat for her family. And it's incredible. And she formed a coalition of disabled hunters, and they do amazing things. Again, these are little things that as we can get up and go running or walk, even just walk, that we can use as a prayer on a daily basis. Another aspect for those suffering. I mean, we suffer when we're working out hard, right? But this is true suffering of spirit, of mind, who don't know Jesus, that they will cry out. And when they do, that they will be comforted by the ultimate healer, their friend and their savior, and that they'll know God. Also, the mind. I mean, you can go from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet when you're working out and use it as a prayer. And those areas that are hurting, offer that up. When I feel in my mind that I'm weak and I really don't want to get up that hill, or I'm really tired and I feel like my legs are lead, it's a mind thing. So thank God for your mind, for the understanding of how to push through and have goals and accomplish. And so to then take it to pray for those with mental diseases or the disability, that God will bring them peace and freedom. It's amazing how much can come out of one run. And it doesn't even have to be long. And I thank God for a safe community to run in, a country where we can feel secure, and then praying for persecuted Christians all over the world. And it doesn't mean to say I don't have a knife when I go running, because I have encountered animals that, you know, you just want to make sure that you just, and so I share that because it's advice. I know that I have scouts in my family, so there's pocket knives all over. I mean, not that they're safe, they're secure, but you know, it is important. So that's kind of a side note too. And it's just a couple examples of how you can use your body as a time of prayer. And for all the things in my life, from going on vacations to going to mass to having a girls' night out, running, I have to say, has been the most consistent thing, aside from receiving the Eucharist, that has given me peace as a woman, as a mom, and as a wife, and whatever I'm doing in my life to clear my head. I really think my brain needs that oxygen, because it's something about that. You're able to work things out. And so it's just a little encouragement and a way that if you haven't thought of exercise as a spiritual practice before, that you can turn it into that. And a big part of that for me is music. So some people work out and they have like super rockin' music, like AC/DC. And for me, that stresses me out. But I was talking to a friend of mine who's a former special forces, and I'm like, check out my playlist. I was so proud. And he's like, that is the worst playlist. How can you run to that? But everybody's different. So I'm going to share, which probably isn't a good tease for my playlist, but I want to share a couple songs that I listen to, because I think it's important if you're going to do this exercise exercise as working out in a spiritual practice, that we need to be deliberate about song selections. Of course, there are Beyoncé songs and many other tunes that you can jam to, but it also helps when you're elevated up and out of your own body by a really good worship mix. And what I like is if you do some digging, you can find good remixes of songs that are contemporary Christian worship songs, gospel songs, whatever the case might be, but they are set to a beat that will help get you going, which I like. So I'm going to share a couple of those with you. This is a really fluid thing. It always changes. I edit my playlist all the time. You know, you get tired of the same stuff. So I wanted to share just a couple of my current favorites. I'd love to get your feedback too, not only about the music that you listen to, but how do you keep yourself motivated and get out of a funk? Or is it just not something that you've thought about or think is important? I want to hear from you about this because I think it's an area where especially women can neglect. And I have felt it big time since I've left my job and come home. And I don't know how I did go out and run as much as I did. But now I find myself really struggling to get any time in and saying, yeah, I know that I can go out and go for a run, but I really need to do this and I'll run tomorrow. So how do you keep it a fixed time where it just doesn't get put on the back burner and you forget about it for months or years? That's another question. So you can send your email to feedback@goodthingsradio.com. We'd love to hear from you on that and on to the playlist. So here we go. These are just a few. We're going to kick off with Messengers.
We've been given a call, been forgiven, risen, we living to give them our all. Rise up from your past that's holding you down. This moment is all that matters, the future is now. How will the people know if we don't tell them? If we fail them, they're stumbling in the dark, but the light is what we carry, yeah. Don't have to wonder your purpose or what you here for. Reflect his image and show the world what he cares for. And I know it's alright, right, right, you know.
That's Lecrae. It's featuring For King and Country. And if you haven't heard Lecrae's story, by the way, it's fantastic. If you go to the website iamsecond.com, man, this is one I wish I could share with everybody that kids in high schools across the country could hear. But his song, Messengers, in particular, is a great workout tune. So that's one of them. The next one, oh, I love this remix. It's Waterfall by Chris Tomlin. Okay, I know it's not the most upbeat song in the world, but it's if you're kind of a slow runner like me, it's good enough. So check it out. Here's the remix. Okay, another remix is Crowder, David Crowder Band. If you know Christian music, you're familiar with him. This is After All, and it's the Capital Kings remix. Take a listen. And so that's a good one. Shake Heaven by Montel Jordan. Do you know this song? Now that one I've kind of burned out. I listened to that a long time. Now I don't even have that on my playlist anymore. But you know Montel Jordan, he's the This Is How We Do It guy. Had a chance to interview him and he said, I don't even sing that song anymore because it was before I was a believer. Now all of my music is dedicated and performed to glorify God. This is a big one. So kudos to him because that was a great one. Thankful by Cademan's Call is also on the playlist. There is an artist called Stephen DeLopoulos. And if you're old school Christian music, you might remember the song Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. It's an acronym or acrostic, or it's an acronym for Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, B-I-B-L-E. And it was by a group called Burlap to Cashmere. Well, Stephen DeLopoulos, really cute Greek guy, is the main singer. And he also has an album that is so artsy and Greek inspired and super cool. This is one of the songs on there.
I am free. Ain't nobody gonna lie to me, and my cup inside is clean, and the mountains
pollen grain. Say goodbye to the devil's door. Swim away from the ocean floor. Living waters inside me. I am free, I am free, I am free.
I love, love, love that album, and I don't understand half of the songs and what he's talking about, but it's good, and that one is a good one to get going, especially on a nice day. Also, I'm just going to go through the list quick. There is a song called Rise Up by Matt Maher, Courageous by Casting Crowns, that's another good one, Resurrection, it's by Nicole Sponberg, it's the Piper Radio edit, take a listen to that one.
Resurrection.
Plug into for Spoken For by Mercy Me. That's a good cool down song. I know that's not like a get you going, but I like it because the lyrics are so good. And I have run, if I have it on my shuffle and it just happens to go, I don't slow down because that one still keeps me going based on the words. It's so beautiful. I am spoken for. You know, you can take this world. I don't need it anymore. And it's just so good. That's Mercy Me. And as you heard in the beginning of the show too, the Army cadences can be really motivating. It's not just Army, but it's Marines, any of the military cadences. So I would say for me, that's probably been my longest running signature sound on my playlist because no matter where I am, what I'm doing, how tired I am, I cannot hear a drill sergeant's voice and not snap too. I mean, it just gets you. You do have to be careful. Some of the cadences are not exactly family friendly. But a lot of it, most of them are good and you can find them all over the place. So if you have iTunes or YouTube, you can log on and find them there too. And I've been wanting to do this particular show, I think from the very beginning, but I've kind of been saving it because I feel like the idea of running and worship could be multiple shows. And that's why I want to hear from you, because this is something I'm so passionate about. And I just feel like there's a lot of meat to get in there. But it's just a little introductory course for you. And I'd love to get your take on it again. So do you work out? Is it P90X, T25? Let me know what motivates you. It's feedback@goodthingsradio.com. And you can reach out on Voxer too. Don't forget that. It's a downloadable app. It's free. We've talked about it on the program a lot. And you can send audio to me that way. Just leave a little message. If you do download Voxer, and I know at first you're going to say, what is this? It's weird. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie. But a lot of people reach out that way on Good Things Radio. I've connected with Vanessa that way. I've connected with Alma in New Orleans that way. Lisa in Oklahoma. Christina in Ohio all the time that way. And also on Facebook as well on Good Things Radio. You can reach us in all of those platforms.
Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord. Arise, shine, the glory of the Lord is risen.
Okay, so here we are. This is the last episode until our Good Things Radio first ever Arise retreat coming up in a few days. And I was serious when I said I'm having trouble sleeping at night because I'm not only stressed about I'm going to forget something or what am I missing, but more than that, more than anything, I'm just so excited and grateful and just happy. And I mean, the thing is this is the time right now where the introvert in me starts to just kind of freak out and that terror kicks in. And I'm thinking, what if childcare is not covered? I don't have meals that I don't have prepared in the freezer for my husband. How can I leave my kids? Even though I'm just going down the road to the retreat house, but it's a reality because I think the blessing of it is so many people are praying. So many of you listening right now that aren't going this year, that can't make it, have continued to pray. So I think that is a blessing, and praying over every name tag, praying over every goodie bag and door sign, and last week running 6 miles there and back to the retreat house and praying for every person, I just feel like there's a connection already. So that's been a good thing. I want to share this little takeaway that I was reading as I was praying for the retreatants and looking over this spiritual book about retreats. It says this: at the outset, it's critical to understand one thing clearly. The reasons you thought you had for coming are not those of God. His reasons for bringing you where you are today are vastly, infinitely above your own. God has used the circumstances of your life to draw you to Himself. He wants you to experience His love deeply, maybe for the first time. God has contrived you to bring you here at this juncture of your life because He has things vitally important to tell you. He wants you to set aside your reasons, whatever they may be, to open your mind and heart to Him alone, to learn what plans He has for you in the time remaining in your life. God has planned this abrupt encounter with you to befriend you, but there's nothing new in this method of His. Look in the Gospels and you'll find people like yourself whose lives were touched with surprise when they first befriended Christ. And it goes on, but I love how He summons us and that reminder that everywhere we go, every step we take, whether it's a slow walk or a quick jog, can really be a sacred act of worship if we lift our minds and hearts and unite it to the Lord. Thank you as always for joining me for another episode of Good Things Radio. There are so many things left unsaid in my heart to the beautiful women that are coming to the Good Things Radio retreat. And I also want to share with you that I'm hoping to grab and snag a couple of the attendees so that we can get a chance to know each other on the program, do a couple interviews, and be able to bring you the recap. So we're kind of pulling the curtain back and taking you into the retreat house. We'll do that on the next show. Time flies. Thank you so much for being a part of this episode of Good Things Radio. And if you want to join the Podbean Tip Jar program, that would be a tremendous blessing. Basically, it says if you like the show, you can support Good Things Radio by pledging $1 a show, $10 a month, whatever the case might be. There is no minimum. There is no maximum. In return, you are a Good Things Radio good friend. You keep the show going and growing. And we are grateful for every single one of our Podbean patrons, and we pray for every single day. If you want to keep the show going, you can do that. Just go to podbean.com, search up Good Things Radio, or sign up for our newsletter to receive updates, more information, and you can do that. Always reach out at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Thank you to my producer, Mark Cumming from Cumming Home Studios, for his dynamic skills and quick work. Mark is the producer extraordinaire and wears many hats. So to find out more, you can reach him at cumminghomestudio.com. On our next program, we have a doozy for you. Father Nathan Cromley is going to join us. We are going to prepare for Palm Sunday and ramping up for Easter. We're also going to have a wonderful recap of the Arise Good Things Radio Women's Retreat. In the meantime, keep running, keep plugging, keep persevering. God bless you, friends, and thank you so much for being a part of the program.